church on Sunday morning. Think of starting the morning with Kincaid in Dallas.
Hey, how old are your undies?
Don't give me no shorts and t-shirts. Oh, my grandmother'd always buy me a pack of panties. I was gonna ask if he was fat.
I want chili through the tube.
Kincaid in Dallas.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing? It's the end of the week. It's Friday. It's the 9th of June. Good morning, Dallas.
Good morning, Kincaid.
Good morning, producer Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Garrett.
Hey, good morning.
I got to meet your future in-laws yesterday. That was an unexpected surprise, Amanda. That was cool. Hunter's parents.
I'm sorry. I was drinking a protein shake.
It's okay.
Did you not meet him when we were out that one time?
Never.
I think that Kincaid was maybe sick.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, he... That's right. He did not make it to Red Top Brew House.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's where we were at. That
I had
for
something
that.
Going on that night.
Yes. So that is Kevin and Cindy.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Super nice folks.
They're so nice.
They looked familiar. And I think I'd seen pictures you've showed me maybe of them in a group photo. So they looked really familiar. So I did that thing where, you know, I was told years ago, if you're not sure if you met somebody already or not, you don't want to offend them. You say, it's good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I pretended like I knew them. And then they said, yeah. And then your future father-in-law said, I'm Hunter's dad. I'm like, oh, hello.
I felt bad not introducing you guys correctly because I also thought you had already met.
It's okay.
And then I remembered that you did not come to town that one time.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to meet him.
No worries. It was great meeting them. They seem like very nice people.
They're
them.
They're the nicest. Yeah.
I approve.
Okay.
Not that it matters, but I approve.
Well, thank you.
I approve. How are you, Garrett? What's happening, man?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm great.
What's going on?
What's on your shirt?
Let's
the band, the Bleachers.
Bleachers?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. I thought that...
It's,
oh,
well, it's
it is
like
pancakes. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, it's pancakes.
Pancakes and sunny side up eggs.
Breakfast on your shirt.
Pancakes
breakfast.
Right now.
Me too.
Seriously, I know.
There's every single morning in here, and there's a commercial for a certain restaurant that plays on the TV right in front of my face every morning, and they always have pancakes in it. And it's the same thing with the damn Checkers commercial. Every time I see it in the morning, it makes me want pancakes. And every time I see the Checkers commercial, it makes me want Checkers.
Guys, I'm about to make you all really jealous.
What?
When I got home last night.
You had pancakes?
We had IHOP for dinner.
Of course you did.
Oh,
of course you did.
So you don't want pancakes this morning?
Well, technically I had French toast.
All right, then this
night.
Is a different so, food group.
You
can
always
have
you're a French toasty
yeah.
guy.
I love French
you
toast.
Always
yeah,
get
you
French
do.
Toast.
Amanda, can I ask you? Was that commercial for Denny's? I've been seeing Denny's commercials.
It is a
like
Denny's
I've never
commercial,
seen.
But I never visited Denny's. I don't know where one is around
there's
here.
There's only like one. The
only
that's
one
even
I know
nearby.
Of is in Loc. I think there's one in Locust Grove.
Yeah, but it is a Denny's
side.
Commercial.
Yeah.
And every
yeah.
morning I'm like, damn, those pancakes look good.
And they did a good job because they made it look.
They
so amazing.
I want some blueberry pancakes.
You know what? That is my favorite kind of pancake.
Some blueberry sauce.
You don't like blueberry
it's
stuff.
Chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate chip's the one that guy vomited.
Right.
Oh, Jason
made
Svensson when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, made him sick.
You and Garrett both don't care that like triggers me, that I'm still bothered.
Mm. No, I don't.
I can't.
Sorry.
I love chocolate chip pancakes.
Me too. They're the best.
You ever had chocolate chip French toast?
No.
Oh, ooh. Garrett.
Hold up.
Chocolate chip peanut butter French toast.
Mm.
What had happened in fourth grade, the kid next to me had eaten a large breakfast. I think his dad took him to IHOP or somewhere before school, and he had a way big breakfast. And then he got sick, and I just heard him go, bleep, and he threw up in his little, like, cubby bin on his desk. And I just remember him going, it sounded like something out of a horror movie. He goes, chocolate chip pancake. Save that, please.
Oh, God.
And I was horrified, Garrett. And from that day moving forward, I could never eat a chocolate chip pancake ever again.
And
I couldn't do it.
It's just pancakes.
Yeah.
Like chocolate chip waffle. What does that
I
do?
Love chocolate chip everything except for pancakes. I can't.
Garrett, French toast on the Blackstone.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to try that.
It's off the chain.
I'll bet.
Yep. So good. And you can make so much at one time.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
It's the abundance of food that you can prepare.
Uh-huh.
Dallas gave Garrett this Blackstone thing. Hey, Garrett. Dallas, watch this. I'm going to make you angry. Meatloaf on the Blackstone.
Well, you have to bake meatloaf.
Ew.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Do you?
Ew.
Do you?
Yes.
Hold on.
That sounds
good. Amanda, watch this. Chocolate chip meatloaf on the Blackstone.
I don't want meatloaf.
You have to bake.
No.
I hate meatloaf.
Or else the chocolate chips
and
are going
to get melty.
And I don't
want chocolate chips.
Garrett, did you find that when you started using the Blackstone, it was difficult for you?
No, not really.
Okay.
No. It's actually a super easy process.
I mean, I'll tell you, it's wonderful.
You season it a few times, and then you don't even have to put oil on it. It's totally nonstick.
There's a girl that's on TikTok, and I feel so bad for her.
Wait.
She started, she bought a Blackstone because she really wanted to like learn how to use one. Uh-huh. And so she made a TikTok of her first time using it, and she didn't do a great job with it because she's like learning how to, you know, grill and cook and whatever. And everybody on TikTok was like shaming her and being mean to her. And then she came out with a second one and she was like, I bought this for myself. This is not for my husband. Like, I wanted to learn how to use this.
That's
and
the video
I wasn't great the first time, but this is a learning process for me.
You get better
Leave
at
her
it.
Alone. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the day. It's a Friday, Dallas. Do you even know what's coming up on your dish, or is it too soon to ask?
Well, I'm going to tell you about Bill Murray is liking a milkshake these days.
Oh.
Chocolate or strawberry?
It's all the above.
Neapolitan.
Oh, cool.
I never saw this happening in my wildest dreams.
I assume
dreams,
it's real. I saw pictures of them together and I was like, wow. But the biggest thing about it, I had no idea she was in her 40s.
Yeah.
That girl looks great.
Yeah, wait until you hear this. This is very, I'm all for it. I am
Me
all
too.
About this.
Whatever. Blows your dress up.
Dallas's dish.
A new country.
101.5. Lauren Elena has a new EP out today, and she has a duet. It's Lauren and Lainey. It's called Thick as Thieves.
Yeah, spelled like you'd expect.
Exactly. Because they both got that junk
booty.
In the trunk. Yeah, that booty going on.
Do they? I hadn't noticed.
So y'all might want to check that out. Like I said, the EP is out today.
Whoa, what happened over there?
I hit my mic.
Oh.
I did. Sorry.
I didn't do it.
Garth Brooks, the new bar is still under construction. He was doing an interview and he says, we're going to be selling every kind of beer. The Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk, under construction downtown Nashville. You know everybody's going to want to go to the Garth place.
It just sounds like it's going to be a fun place.
Of course it will be. I think all those bars that the country people have are just fun.
Yeah, they're all pretty fun.
Yeah. The Blake Shelton, Old Red.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to Jason Aldean's.
Okay.
Been to Kid Rock's. I think that's it.
In your opinion, who has the best drinks and who has the best food? For different reasons. I know it probably isn't the same place.
I heard the food was really good at FGL House.
Okay.
I need to go there.
I haven't been there.
You know who has the best vibes, though, I think, is Jason Aldean's, because he has that big rooftop.
Yeah.
His is tall. I think his is taller than Ole Red's.
It is. Yeah.
He has a good rooftop.
I love all the red lights at Old Red.
I think the better food was at Old Red's, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, send us a message if you have an opinion on like who's got the best drinks, best food, best vibe, and also cleanest restroom, too.
That is important.
Please. That'd be good.
It is.
And then we can tell. And then if we ever talk to that artist, hey, Miranda, our listener said you have the cleanest restrooms in Nashville.
Well, now, if Garth puts Trisha in the kitchen at his place, he'll have the best food.
Oh, no doubt.
No doubt about that one. Jamie Foxx's rep has shut down a conspiracy theory that the COVID-19 vaccine caused his mysterious medical emergency. So many rumors going on here.
This might be rude, but I kind of forgot about Jamie Foxx being sick.
He's still sick.
He hasn't been in the news in the past like 2 weeks, so I forgot about it.
I have never seen an actor or an actress keep it on the DL so much.
These people.
When
so
they have
secretive.
Medical problems. Yeah.
I heard, this is unsubstantiated.
If somebody doesn't see him soon, they're going to say he's dead.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a good thing, but I heard there was something big happening with him and this whole thing hinges on him being okay. And that there's so many different rumors about him and that they're not being forthright with what's really happening for fear that this project might fall apart.
Oh,
that's the latest rumor I heard.
Okay. Well, I mean, God forbid, let's put somebody's project before their health.
I know. I mean, I met the man years ago. He was incredibly kind and wonderful. And I just hope he comes out of this okay.
I know. Me that's too. I hope he's okay. And here is the story of the day. It was on social yesterday. And I was like, what? How did these two even meet up? Okay, maybe you know this song.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge.
No, what's that?
Classic.
Okay, love that song. That is Khalees. She is dating Bill Murray. He's 72, she's 43. They've been getting close for a while after first meeting in the U.S. The two have been spotted together in the U.K.,
I love this so very much.
I mean,
I love this.
Good for them.
How random.
But you're talking about two people. I'd have bet my paycheck would have never, ever had anything in common.
How they met.
I don't know. I don't know the backstory, but the word is they're dating.
Mm.
So you go, Bill.
Clint Eastwood and Kendra Wilkinson. That's my next celebrity couple.
Okay, that one I would be very shocked by.
No?
Yeah,
well,
me too.
She already had, you know, years Hugh ago, Hefner. The thing with you. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, she does like them older, but yeah. I mean,
but
Lord.
Clint Eastwood?
Clint's 90s.
Where are they? 90s. Where are they meeting?
90s.
Well, they're both in California.
There's that.
That's a big place. I don't think that all the celebrities just know each other.
Are you telling me you've never fallen in love with somebody who just happens to be the same state?
I have fallen in love with someone in the other state. I'm Dallas, and that's the dish.
Oh, you've fallen in love with many a state.
I have.
Yes, you have.
I have. I'm trying to conquer all 50. Well, just kidding.
We all have a dream. Dallas saw this earlier, and she's like, there's no way in hell I'm going to do this. You cannot drive my car. No.
No.
If you're somebody who won't even let a friend drive your car, if their car's in the shop, there's no way you're going to do what I'm about to talk about to make any sort of money. But someone you'll be like, take the key fob. Here you go.
Yeah, my insurance man's not going to like this.
Yeah, and there's so many questions about this, the legality. We'll get into it in just a few. I don't mean to get disgusting first thing in the morning, but I will. It's kind of like borrowing somebody else's toothbrush. When you don't want somebody driving your car because it's such a personal thing, it's along the lines of a toothbrush. That's my car. No, what are you going to do to it?
I don't mind friends. I mean, I've loaned my Jeep out, but I don't know that I would do this, what you're about to talk about.
Oop. Excuse me.
What in the world?
I don't know. They're doing
something. Somebody just fell down the stairs.
Yeah, it sounds like someone's about to hit the life call button because I just heard a giant boom.
In the world.
Maybe they just read this article. Uber's launching a car sharing service that would allow you to rent out your car when you're not using it. Uber Car Share, launching in Boston first, is going to allow users to set their own hourly and daily rates. Fuel is included in the cost.
So this is a bad idea, right?
Yeah, and I got to know, how is your insurance company? I got to tell you, because my State Farm guy is not going to like
this. No, I think that the minute this happens, I'm sure they're going to put out guidelines saying, by the way, we're just going to let you know, you cannot do this. Or if you do, your insurance is going through the roof.
Yeah. Right.
The availability is going to be made in 15-minute increments with no advance booking required. Interesting. How much, Garrett, how much to rent your Malibu?
You can just have it.
Yeah, Garrett just wants you to wreck it.
Yeah. Just get rid of it. Don't bring it back.
And just be done. Yeah, I'm not doing this. And I can just tell you right now, I have offered to go get my wife's car washed and put gas in it. And she's like, nah, don't worry about it. I'm like, but why? She's like, because the seat's never the same. You move it and to put it back, it's just, yeah. And she doesn't have presets on the seat, so it's all, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Her car's not that fancy.
Did you get in, slide it all the way back?
Yeah. It's like for me, I turn her car into a skateboard. It has to go all the way back.
Yeah. I see that.
She doesn't like that. But there's a very, Garrett, I feel comfortable. You've driven my car before.
Yeah. Well, your old car.
Yeah.
Not the new one.
Yeah. But I'd let you drive my new car.
Yeah.
I'd let Amanda drive it. Dallas, yeah, totally. In a heartbeat, you can drive my car.
Yeah. I would let any of you drive my Jeep.
That's trust. I'm clutching my heart. Thank you. That's good. But.
But that's because I love you guys and I trust you guys. I'm not letting some rando come borrow my car for $20.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
Is it worth it? You get your car back, you're going to be so freaked out the entire time, and then you get your car back, and then there's a scratch, or, you know, I don't know about you, but when I drive a rental car, I'm sorry, not my car, I drive it into the ground. I'm like, wow, the brakes are better in this car than my car.
That's good to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I would. Okay,
use up all the windshield wiper fluid.
Dallas, you're not Enterprise. Rent a car. I wouldn't do that to you. But them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I gun it at the light.
Get your money's worth.
I drain the oil out on purpose to see what happens.
I would love to talk to someone who would actually do this. Would you rent your car out? That is just so. That's so random to me.
If you're hearing this right now, you're like, guys, I don't know why you don't like it. I would do this in a minute. I make so much money. I got a car I don't even need. Y'all are stupid.
I mean, cars are like underwear. They're very personal.
No, would you have not, in your last vehicle, done this, Kincaid? You wanted to leave it with the keys in there in the middle of downtown.
I did. I would have done that.
Oh, yeah, but he's,
my
he
old
wasn't.
Car, I'm, yeah,
he but, wasn't serious. About
well,
that.
I know, but this is what I'm saying though. It's like if anybody, he would have rented out his old car because maybe if somebody did wreck it, he would be like, well, whatever.
The show.
I left the key fob.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th.
Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
In my cup holder with the windows down and the doors unlocked 8 different times when I parked downtown, and nobody took my old car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one took it.
I gotta tell you, I wouldn't have taken that car either.
Yeah. They probably thought it was a bait car.
Yeah. I love that show.
Oh, yeah, remember that show?
That's totally what it was.
I forgot about that show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I bet you could find reruns of that somewhere.
I bet you could, too. I need
YouTube.
To watch it.
Right, well, let's go watch.
So funny.
Let's take a break and watch that show now. Let's get refreshed. All right. We're Kincaid in Dallas. Another day. This is not an airline mishap with an unruly passenger. This is somebody else who kept their eye drops right next to their glue.
I just don't understand.
Why would
those even be in the same room?
I don't know.
My eye drops are in the bathroom.
Okay.
My super glue is in the junk drawer in the kitchen.
Was it nail glue?
Yeah, because that's a big difference.
We're going to hear from this person, find out what happened in just a little bit. I'm going to warn you. It's stupid. I'd like you to meet Jennifer Eversole. She made a mistake.
Well, I've gone and done it. I have won the most idiot person award. My eye drops sit directly next to super glue, and they're the same size bottle. And I wasn't paying attention, and now my eyes glued shut.
Oh,
what an idiot. And I asked the people, I was like, has this happened before? Have you ever gotten a call like this? They're like, no.
Jennifer's from Santa Rosa, California. Oh, and she's a mother of 6.
She's a mother of 6. She's busy paying attention to herself.
Sure. That was from her TikTok. Here's the thing, though, okay? Why two things that are wildly different, but both made out of liquid, two different things, cause different things to happen?
Yeah.
Why would you keep them together?
We need different packaging for super glue.
I would never put those in the same place. Not even in the same room.
No. Yeah.
I was going to let it slide if it was nail glue.
But it's just super glue.
But it's just super glue.
Yeah.
That hurts me just thinking about like the sensation of having glue in your eye. No thanks.
And not being able to open it.
No, you can't.
Oh, my word. Uh-uh. So what do you do? What do you do for that?
You go to the ER. They've got to put some sort of solution in your eye. Yeah. Again, I'm not a doctor.
You
got to
be very careful. I mean, if you get it on your finger, you can take some acetone, but you cannot put acetone in your eyeball.
I think they give you some type of like a solution, different types of drops or something.
Yeah, if you work in the ER and you have an answer, you can call us here, please. We got to know more about this. I have to know what they...
Does it not say in the article what they did for her?
No, I don't have that info, but I'd love to know just like what can they do. And then I wonder too, like if you think it's going to get better on its own, do you have a certain amount of time when you can get there before the glue really does set in?
If you get it on your finger, it takes about 4 days for it to really wear off good.
Got it, okay.
If you get a lot of super glue on your finger. So I can't imagine if you get it in your eyeball, that seems like it would be so harmful to your eye.
Yeah. That's just a place that like that absolutely does not belong. Don't say that.
This says, in a follow-up video, she was given numbing eye drops, which made her eye feel better. And then soon after, someone cut the rest of the super glue off and she was fully able to open her eye. But only because she still had the numbing drops in.
Oh man.
They would have to put me under because if you came toward me with, I don't know, maybe it was a scalpel, whatever they were cutting it. Certainly they wouldn't put a scalpel close to their eye like that.
Maybe a laser.
Oh my gosh, that'll work, Eric.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
It says, because of how common the injury is, it's recommended to rinse eyes with lukewarm soapless water for at least 15 minutes after putting in super glue. You shouldn't try to force the eye apart if it's stuck together, as that can cause serious tearing. And that's me, a doctor.
You are, Dr. Amanda.
I can burn it off with my flamethrower.
No, I don't want that in my eye either.
Bad idea.
That would hurt your eye.
Wouldn't do that. Closest I ever got to this was I fell asleep. I had a sty in my eye. I fell asleep, and while I was sleeping, I rolled over sort of aggressively, and then when I woke up, like, you know, oh, good. I woke up and I went to open my eyes. Only one eye opened, mm-hmm. and I freaked out because it was fused shut from the sty.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought because
it popped.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
And I freaked out. Yeah. And then I went to, and it was still, and I tried to just open it on my own. So I went to the bathroom and literally, yeah. God, and that was
awful.
It's
happened to me with pink eye before.
I was going to say, very reminiscent of the time I had pink eye.
Yeah. You wake up in the morning and you can't open your eye and you're like, great, pink eye.
I know. I used to get that all the time because I would get it from the cows.
You're really not in a great place in your life when you have to use the words crusted shut.
Yeah.
No, that just isn't a good thing for anybody or anything. But wait, there's more. This Dallas is going to get mad at me for laughing at this, but somebody accidentally turned a nursing home into a haunted house.
Was the nursing home still operational?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Oh my gosh.
So this will be fun, Dallas. Oh,
when's the last time you checked your bank account?
Good question. I checked mine this morning to make sure I got me a refund.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Kay?
I'm paranoid every day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd never go from January to May.
No.
Yeah. Well, this one woman did, and her account went from $64,000 to 7 cents. Thanks to her 13-year-old daughter.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to sit down. Can I tell you? My mother would have tanned my hide.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I would have gotten such a whipping.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, I'll tell you why in just a minute. Amanda.
Garrett's not in the room right now. He had to step out. But I chose my but wait story just to see if I could convince Garrett that aliens are real. That's what this story is about.
Because we can't make him believe.
Right. I'm hoping that this story will convince him, and that's why I chose it this morning.
I like it.
Didn't he say he slightly believes in aliens more than ghosts?
He doesn't believe in ghosts at all.
I do think he believes in aliens a little bit more than ghosts, but I chose this to see if I could convince him.
Garrett, y'all made me get food, so I'm not here.
Okay. His will be our surprise.
Yeah.
Wait story.
It'll be the mystery.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
And nobody noticed when the ad got approved until somebody saw it at a bus stop and said, well, that's not right. A man in the UK happened to be at a bus stop and he saw an ad for a senior care home. You know, like Shady Acres. Should be named something peaceful instead. Nope, this one's called Skeleton Court. He shared the photo and said, bold choice of a name considering the age of many residents. That's not the place's name, Garrett. It's in a village called Skelton. And the ad had a typo to make it Skeleton.
So Skeleton Court is way better.
It is.
If the bones are good.
Well, they're old.
They can still be good.
Good and old.
That's so funny. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Fun times at Skeleton Court. But wait, there's more, Dallas.
All right. There's a teenager. She's 13 years old. She lives in China. And I don't know why her mother would not have been checking her bank account from January to May, but she had not. There was about $64,000. That was their life savings. She checked the account. There was 7 cents left.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because the 13-year-old had been buying video games.
That's a lot of games.
January to May, she bought $16,800 of games on one account, and there are nearly $30,000 on in-game purchases.
Jeez. Do we know which games?
Does not say what games.
How old is she?
13.
She knows better.
Yeah.
13. She said the daughter claimed that she wasn't aware where the money came from.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Or she didn't even know how much the bill was. She just knew that her mom's bank account was linked to her cell phone.
Mm.
However, she deleted the transactions and the messages to hide the evidence from her parents and gifted funds to her jealous classmates.
Oh, my God.
$64,000.
That's like... That's not just like, my daughter spent $2,000. Like, that's
it was their life-changing
amount of money. You are screwed. Yeah. That is so much money.
Yeah, it was their life savings.
Oh, man.
All in one account.
But she had fun.
Oh.
Did she?
Yeah.
No games that fun.
What do you even do? Oh my God.
Nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
I know, but like.
Yeah. Hope that girl doesn't grow very much because she's got the same clothes she's going to have when she's 21. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's not going to be getting anything.
Games like that are so predatory on, like, especially with like little kids who are just using their mom's iPad or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
but you lost, like, but you want to move to the next level? Well, for 8 credits, and here's where you buy them. Yeah.
That should be illegal. That's insane.
There should be some. 000? Is there not some kind of alarm or alert that goes off on your phone if you've got your debit card?
Depends on how you have it set up. I know with my account, like anytime there's a purchase made on Apple, like I get like an email sent to 4 accounts because I want to know.
Right. Absolutely.
Me too. It's not like automatically set up. You have to set up those alerts.
But I also like, hey, I look at my bank account, if not every day, at least a couple of times a week. But this one, from January to May, she had not checked the bank account.
That's wild.
I know. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but they're out of $64,000. Their life savings.
God, that's sad.
Yeah, it is very sad. Amanda, what you got? Cheer us up,
Garrett.
I'm listening.
I want to convince you that aliens are real.
I already believe.
You do,
but not in ghosts.
Aliens?
You fully believe?
Yeah, they're
not ghosts.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, but wait, there's more. I don't need
that. They're fake.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing, Amanda. I was thinking that he did not believe, but.
No, I believe in aliens.
Okay. Well, then you're really going to believe in him after this story.
Okay.
I'm the only one who listened to Garrett. What? About that. The only one who knew?
So this happened at the end of April. Usually when stories happen months ago, it's because now they're showing up because there's like a conviction or something like that. I don't know why it's taken so long for this story to come out. But back at the end of April, a Las Vegas family claimed that they saw something crash into their backyard, and then they called 911 because they saw, quote, non-human beings in their backyard. So what happened was around almost midnight on April 30th, something like streaked across the sky. And if you saw it, you probably would have assumed it was like a shooting star or something like that. Except for this family, something landed in their backyard. So obviously they run outside. They're thinking maybe it was like a meteor or something. Like, this is wild. What is this? And then they saw something standing in their backyard. So they called 911 and they say, I know this sounds crazy, but there's something crashed into our backyard. And now there's like an 8-foot-tall person standing next to it. And the dispatcher's going, it's on your property? And they said, yeah, it's in my backyard. I swear to God, this isn't a joke. We are actually terrified. And the dispatcher said, there are 2 people. And the caller said, yeah, they're very large. They're like 8 to 10 feet. They look like aliens. They have big eyes, big mouths. They're shiny, and they are 100% not human. So the dispatcher says, all right, we're going to send the cops out. So then the cops are driving to these people's house, and one of the cops did see something flash across the sky. So now he's nervous. He's like, I did see something in the sky. I don't know what we're about to walk into. I'm really nervous. They get there. I guess there's nothing in their back. Like, there's no people in their backyard, but there is something in the backyard. So the police officers are like, we don't really know what to do right now. So they're asking people in the area if they saw something flash across the sky. The people in the area are like, oh my God, I saw it too. So they do what they have to do. They close the case or whatever, I guess, because there wasn't really any answers for it. And it says that they reached out to the nearest Air Force bases and they said, hey, we're not involved. You should contact the Metro Police. And a spokesperson for the Pentagon did not immediately respond to questions regarding the event.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to believe.
Can you imagine you see that and you're like, wow, something crashed in our backyard. And then you see a 10-foot-tall figure standing. Mm-hmm. I would have cried. I would have called 911 too.
I'd have said, hey, do you play basketball?
But I also would have said, don't leave the backyard. The police are coming. I want them to see this too.
Come in here and let me fix your tomato sandwich.
Wild.
It's crazy to think that all aliens can do a slam dunk.
You're right.
How about that?
I wonder if baby aliens are smaller.
Well, probably. Because they're babies.
Well, you don't know. What if they come out already 6 feet tall?
Well, that's I got to tell you, I want to see the woman they came out of.
I don't.
Oh, but wait, there's more, Garrett.
An Oregon man who rigged his home with an Indiana Jones-inspired booby trap was found guilty on charges stemming from a 2018 incident in which a federal agent was injured on his property. So this all started because this guy, his name is Gregory Lee Rodvelt. He's 71 years old, and he's from Medford, Oregon. He had lost his home in a lawsuit. And after he learned that a receiver had been appointed to sell his former property, he proceeded to booby trap it. Bomb specialists with the FBI and Oregon State Police were asked to inspect the property because he had previously been arrested back in 2017 and charged with unlawful possession of explosives.
Oh, God.
So they didn't know what they were going to be walking into. The bomb specialists got to his former property and they saw a minivan that was blocking the front gates, and upon closer inspection, saw that it was rigged with two booby traps.
Wow.
So they disarmed the traps. They got through the front gate up to the front of the house where they found another booby trap. This was a hot tub tilted up on its side.
I thought you were going to say a hot tub time machine.
I know, me too.
This was a hot tub time machine.
Anytime I hear the word hot tub, I automatically think
that. No, so he'd rigged this hot tub up on its side with a tripwire that was going across the like the driveway. So if they hit the tripwire, it would cause the hot tub to start rolling down the hill towards them.
Oh, God.
Like the boulder from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
This man's ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, no kidding.
I bet you he's fun at parties.
This man was actually Kevin McAllister from Home Alone. No, so they disarmed that trap. They got inside the house, and they also found like a homemade spike strip to keep people from going up the driveway. They get inside the house, and they've disarmed like three or four booby traps at this point. They come inside, and in the foyer, they find a wheelchair, and one of the agents accidentally bumped the wheelchair.
Oh, no, not that too.
Which triggered a homemade shotgun device.
Wow.
That discharged a shotgun shell that struck one of the bomb technicians below the knee.
Oh,
no, that's awful.
Isn't that crazy? Like, what? This is something out of a movie.
Oh, my God.
The agent was okay. He was rushed to the hospital. He was treated and released. He's going to be all right. And, this guy, Rodvelt, he faces up to 20 years behind bars when he's sentenced.
Dang. Rodvelt?
That's his last name.
Rodvelt, where are ya? What is that?
What's he doing?
Was that supposed to be like Russian or something?
Are you my mother?
That's just
that, like that
name. Rodvelt. I feel like it should be pronounced like that.
It's just some guy from Oregon.
I don't know.
Okay, we got to take a break.
But wait, that's all.
I need some matzo ball soup, and it's almost time for my little
Rodvelt,
secret.
Rodvelt, get in here.
Oh, God.
You're my mom. My little secret this morning, your landlord tries to raise your rent, not just a few hundred dollars a month, $700 a month.
Ooh,
it just so happens, you're about to leave for vacation when you notice something isn't right. So instead of telling your landlord, hey, man, get this fixed, this isn't good, you ignore it. And you ignore it. And then when you get back, there's a major surprise. It's kind of a, yeah, that's what you get for trying to raise the rent. Hope you enjoy your messed up house. Secrets next.
It's my little secret.
Major water damage.
Huh. It's been a while since we had a water damage secret.
Well, do tell. What's going on with the water?
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I went on a trip to for Memorial Day. And before we left, I noticed that the toilet was leaking. Like, the top part of our toilet was leaking. And I was going to call somebody and I was going to do something about it. But here's the thing. My landlord has been is going to jack the rent up on us.
How much are you looking at?
$700 a month.
Oh,
my Lord, that's
lot. That's insane.
To live
that's
in this, how long have you been living there?
We've been living there for 5 years. I think we're going on six. This is going to be the next.
Wow.
The next 6 year.
Oh, yeah. That's
insane. It's just completely ridiculous. I was out of my mind, mad about this. So I just kind of thought about leaving it alone, the toilet alone, just like seeing what would happen. I don't know, okay. So anyway, we get back from the trip and there's like major water damage. The drywall is cracking and breaking up. I guess a pipe broke. So, and I mean, it's everywhere. So now, you know, and you know what? It doesn't even matter at this point because me and my girlfriend found another place. So we're out of there anyway. It doesn't really matter. But I'm so angry with this dude for raising that up that much on us that I don't even really care anymore. So we're just like, you know, sorry. Peace out.
You took this out on your landlord for the inconvenience of having to move. What could have been a simple, hey, you got to fix this, turned into, no, really, you got to fix this.
Yeah. You better call your insurance company. Looks like we got a claim.
Yeah, he's in major trouble. You should see his damage. It's crazy. It's pretty awesome.
I don't like his landlord for doing that. Dallas, what is your thought?
$700 is a lot to go up on your rent. Wow.
Should he have said something? Yes, but he didn't. At the same time, a lot of money.
Well, I'm not going to get involved in this one.
The water's not, there's no ill-gotten gain. There's only losses.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Man, you take this with you. Have it buried alongside the flowers and whatever else you want in your coffin. I'm all for it. Great secret.
Awesome.
Hey. You're a little late.
Hey.
Hey. Hello.
Hey. Thank you for listening to the silliness. Appreciate you being here.
We're all so tired this morning. I can't even talk. We're all so tired. I thought you were doing that on purpose.
Me too. It's a good thing. Talking isn't really part
of
our job.
We're all so tired this morning. We can't talk.
Yeah, combined sleep probably 4 hours. Anyway, that's not important. What's important is there's different kind of signs to a relationship when you're in a brand new relationship. No, honey, you have the last piece of pizza. It's fine. And then there's, it's been a few years. And you enter this stage that my wife and I are in where there's passive aggressiveness to the highest level possible. And she and I do these to each other. I think it's funny. I know she thinks it's annoying, but I got to tell you, I think I'm going to win this one. Normally she gets me. Last time it happened, there was peanut butter on the microwave. I think I'm going to win this war. And I can't wait to tell you what has been where for months.
Oh.
Next, Kincaid in Dallas. So now we're talking about a significant other, stuff still there, standoff. My wife and I do this all the time. She is done telling me as she notices it when I've left a mess. Instead, it'll be 2 months later. She'll go, you finally going to notice that peanut butter that was on the microwave from the time you made the sandwich and also Xander's hot chocolate, you didn't wipe it off, and that was 2 months ago. And I said, Aaron, why would you leave it there for 2 months? And she'll say, because you didn't see it, and I'm trying to prove a point. And I said, but by leaving the peanut butter there and being annoyed by it every day, and I don't notice it, you're only making yourself angry. So why not either do something about it or tell me? I'm not bothered by this.
I'd march you in the kitchen and rub your nose in it.
I don't know if you're going to rub in it for a second. I was scared. But here's the thing. She had jury duty like 4.5 months ago. It was supposed to happen the night before we found out she didn't have it. She packed a bag of snacks. This has been on the closet door right by the garage. She was going to grab it on the way out to go to jury duty. 4.5 months ago, it is still there. And I just pass by it and I laugh every day.
It's your go bag.
So it is the go bag. Go get a snack bag. It's right there. So I've left notes inside it. I have notes that say, day number 11 without a snack. Send provisions, day 36. And so now it's a bag of snacks and notes, and she hasn't noticed. And I'm not going to be the one to point it out to her.
Ooh, they're old now.
Oh, I know.
You whatever's can't even in there. What's in there?
Granola bars. Nothing perishable. It's not even carrots. Still good.
Yeah.
Nothing that has fruit flies circling or anything.
Well, that's good.
I can't be the only couple involved in the standoff. Anybody in the room have this, or do you just do better?
I mean, I think my most recent example would have been the sink full of dirty dishes that I eventually did like a week and a half after the fact.
Yeah.
But she wasn't pointing it out. That was just you seeing it.
No. We were both just like, we don't want to do it.
You're both guilty.
I mean, if Scott's on a trip and he comes home and there's a bag of snacks, I take them and put them up in the pantry.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to help him out. You know, it'd be nice if you try to help your wife out and take that bag off the door.
Nope. It's a standoff, Dallas.
Instead, you're being petty.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Fellow petty people. 404-741.
Wouldn't you help out Hunter, Amanda?
We don't
keep score at my house.
404-741-1015. Petty people! I'm going to shout out.
Like Tom. Petty.
Oh.
Or Richard. Or Kyle.
Kyle. You're in the same thing. You're laughing right now. Yep. This thing's been there for X amount of days, and I'm not saying nothing. I just laugh at it every time I walk by. All right. How many days? What is it? Good morning, petty people. It's New Country 101.5. Kincaid
this
in Dallas.
This is for all the petty people.
You sound great.
Thank you, Dallas. We owe America 8 cents. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Just got a message here. Kincaid, remember, love keeps no records of wrongs. These words may have been spoken at your wedding. Marriage requires picking up the other person's slack sometimes. I'm sure Aaron helps out when you aren't quite putting 50% into the marriage or kids. Put the snack away. Thank you.
I love you, 5278.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's all out of fun. Our marriage is based on love, slight regret, and humor. That's our marriage.
You're just doing a bit.
Okay. It is. Did you see the other message? When my husband leaves dirty dishes on the nightstand after so long, I take them and sit them in his spot in the living room so he can't sit down.
I'll do that right down the couch.
Clean them up to be able to sit in his spot.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is petty. Here I am. Hey, good morning, Dylan.
No, it's Dell.
Oh, I'm Dell. Good morning. Dude, you're getting a Dell. Hi.
How are you?
Doing wonderful. Del, what's the situation? You're in a petty thing standoff right now, in a stuff standoff where something's been there for weeks and you're not saying anything. You just laugh at it when you walk by.
So it's kind of back and forth with both of us. I have by the coffee maker, when I make my coffee in the morning, I'll leave the spoon on a napkin and it might sit there for a week or two, but I'll use it like the next day.
Yeah, if you're just going to reuse it.
Yeah, see, that's different. If it's something that you're using, that's fine. The snacks were meant for one purpose, and they live there now. That's their home.
I'm on your side, Del.
And then a glass on the nightstand, it might sit there for a week. But then on the other hand, my wife uses powdered lemon to put her water, and she'll rip the container open and leave that little powder pack sitting there.
Oh, goodness.
I'll say, what's the difference between your lemon pack and my spoon? Well, I'm going to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Brianna does the same thing with her little Propel packets. She'll
just leave
it open, put it in a water bottle, and then leave it on the counter.
Okay.
That's trash.
Here, let me tell you something. Marriage is like a long trip. You got to split up the driving. You know what I'm saying?
Where are we going?
We're going to Key West.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to Key West.
Can we stop at Bucky's?
You got a 14-hour drive. You got to take 7 hours. Okay. She's got to take 7 hours.
A little bit here and there.
We go on a trip. My wife drives the whole way.
See?
And he falls asleep. Love you, Del. Have a great weekend, buddy. Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your stuff standoff.
I want to preface this with I'm not angry at him. I'm not. He leaves his clothes out all the time. So one day he left two of his socks out. I left them there for 22 days.
Wow.
The cat just knocked them from room to room, and every time I saw it, I'd just laugh and be like, I wonder if he'll notice this time.
No, we won't. No.
What happened on day 23?
I finally just picked him up, and I was like, have you noticed that your sock has been out? And he was like, nope.
Oh, my. He's like, oh, well, I lost that sock. Bummer.
I was waiting for Grace to say. Go ahead, Grace.
Oh, sorry. It's on the middle of the stairs. How did you not notice?
I feel like men just walk around life with their eyes closed.
And you know what? Ignorance is bliss.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Life is so amazing when you don't notice details. When you have pay attention, you never get overwhelmed. It's wonderful.
You should give it a try.
Thank you.
Well, you get overwhelmed all the time. Your anxiety goes through the roof. So what gives?
Well, I don't pay attention to things that matter. Thank you. Brian,
like,
good morning.
Like your wife?
She matters. Stuff standoff. What's still there?
So this happened about 10 years ago when me and my wife, we were dating at the time, and she was adamant about getting a bathrobe.
Is that your wife saying she doesn't understand on the background?
I think that was Siri.
Oh, okay.
That's my virtual wife.
God. Oh, wow.
So I told her.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
I said, all right, get a bathrobe. She hung it up. So when we were dating at the time, I went and got our engagement ring for her. I hid the engagement ring in her bathrobe for 38 days.
Oh my God. You knew she just didn't use it.
I knew she would never wear it. Yeah. She liked the idea of it to lounge in it, but I knew she would never
wear it. That's so funny.
Dude, you are a genius.
Did you finally tell her and be like, it has been in your robe this whole time?
I did. After I proposed, I said, it was in your bathroom the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's
funny.
That is funny.
He was one Goodwill donation away from disaster. That's amazing.
He knows his wife, too. He knew her enough to know.
Well done, man.
It still had the price tag on it, on the robe, too.
Y'all are meant for each other.
That's so funny.
That is perfect. Thank you for the call. Best call yet. Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your stuff standoff. Something's there for weeks, months, and you just go, as you walk by.
Yeah, so this was years ago, but my husband swore that he put his dirty clothes in the laundry basket, which all the women know men cannot do this. So I quit picking them up, and I started taking pictures that there was like a date and a timestamp on them. And I did it for, I don't know, probably a week and a half, 2 weeks. And the way he found out is he was looking at my phone because I was showing him a picture or something, and he was scrolling through, and he saw the picture of his clothes and asked me what it is.
That's great.
That's Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
sorry you had to find out this way, but you do not pick up your clothes.
Did he immediately go pick up his clothes?
Heck no.
And does he
laugh a lot?
Did it change anything? Does he pick them up today? Yeah.
No.
No.
No, they just had a good laugh.
Kaylee, you should have gone on Pinterest and made a soiled clothing mosaic. That would have been nice for the living room. That would have been great.
Yeah, bragging rights. So now when he lies to me and says that he does it, you know, I can just remind him about the picture.
Right. Like, I have invite or I have evidence.
Thank you so much for the call.
I think awesome. When couples get, when they've been together a certain time and you get a certain age in life, there's just things like, I mean, if I want to leave my shoes sitting by the end table at the couch,
yeah,
I'm going to leave them there.
It's not hurting
anyone.
And
if Scott leaves his there, I don't care. I don't care.
And when I get home,
I don't care.
I'm excited to see there'll be roller skates waiting for me on the stairs because I know she just wants me to fall down and just be done with it.
Okay, if somebody puts a roller skate on your stairs, there's something up. Well, something is up.
Between that and
something is up.
The matchbox cars that your kids put up there. You better watch out.
You think she's conspiring with
you? She take a life insurance policy on?
Yeah,
do you know? I think that the podcast replay is going to be the undoing of me. Layoffs are awful. Layoffs are never a good thing. Working Kate in Dallas. But sometimes you wonder why, like, they were the nicest person in the office. And somebody had to walk them to their car, walk them out of the office. They had to be escorted out of the office.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
She's been here for 25 years. What's she going to do on the way out? That's awful.
I mean, I've seen coworkers here from years ago who were escorted out. It's always so weird. It's like, why? What are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, one person did something and no one suspected she was going to do this. A 25-year-old woman got laid off and she put this on her TikTok. And I guess they didn't notice her taking video on the way out. She played a prank on her office on the way out where she printed out a ton of pictures of herself, put them all over the office, Garrett, and numbered them randomly so they would never know if they found them all. And the best part is she didn't go in sequential order, so she skipped numbers on purpose.
That's amazing.
To make them crazy. So there's like, you know, hundreds of pictures in the office at random places. And
so funny.
They're never going to know if they found them all.
That's really funny. Good.
And I guess a coworker who's still there said, yeah, they're still looking for pictures. They're like on a mission.
That's great, but sardines would have been better.
Sardines in the ceiling.
Yeah. Just throw some sardines around.
Hey, it's Kincaid. The one thing we agree on the show is if they ever fire you and you get a second, go run out, get some sardines, come back and throw them in the drop ceiling.
Thank you, Kincaid.
You're welcome.
You got to keep sardines in your purse.
I heard a story years ago. This might be an urban legend that like there was somebody who got fired and he nailed his boots to the boss's door and said, fill these shoes. You ever hear that story?
No, but I love that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
But on the way out too. I just casually left when the one time that happened
to
me.
Funny.
Just casually walked out.
All right, bye.
The most embarrassing part, it wasn't like I got fired. It wasn't that my wife is 6 months pregnant at the time. I think the most embarrassing part was when they asked me for my key card. I was just so stunned. I mean, I kind of had a feeling it was going to happen, but like, you know, my hands were a little shaky because the weight of the situation financially had hit me.
Yeah.
So my hands are shaking. So I'm going to get my key card. I'm like, my hands are shaky. And then I go to it's like wedged in because it's the kind of thing I used to stick my wallet up to the sensor on the door and that would unlock the door.
Yep.
I never once took this key out since the day they hired me. So I'm reaching in to get my key card. As I pull the key card out,
Everything
goes flying. So I'm in this office.
I can't believe they just didn't deactivate it. They actually wanted your card back?
Well, because I think they
lose. God, what a cheap company.
Because $3, Dallas.
Yeah.
$3.
Yeah, that's going to make them or break them.
That'll get you a branded pillow. $3. It's important to have that. I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, that was the, to me, that was the worst part of that day was, would have been fun. I gave him a handshake. Thank you. I was very professional. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Instead of her face, though, the woman should have got on the copy machine, copied her butt, and just left her butt all over the place. And everybody could have kissed her butt.
I don't think they'd be doing that at their desk.
Thank you, Dallas!
Dallas's Dish.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those that's going to make you want to drive fast. I love it. It's a new song from Lauren Elena with a duet partner of Lainey Wilson. It's called Thick as Thieves. Check this out.
She got my back and she got
Yeah, that's fun. I smell a hit right there.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
That is awesome. I love it. I cannot wait to get in the car, go home, and crank that baby up. Thick as Thieves, Lauren Elena, Lainey Wilson. It's on Lauren's new EP, which is out today. Garth Brooks, the new bar, says they're going to be selling every brand of beer. They are still working on this place. It's called the Friends in Low Places Beer and Honky Tonk. It's still under construction, downtown Nashville. Got to put that one on the list, Garrett.
I'll be hitting that place up.
You've been to more than any of us, so.
I've been to about three or four so far.
Jamie Foxx's rep has shut down a conspiracy theory that the COVID-19 vaccine caused the actor's mysterious medical emergency. We still don't know what. We don't know how he is. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody
we don't
has
even really know what the medical emergency
exactly.
was.
Exactly, and we haven't seen him.
It's nothing but rumors, and I just hope he gets well.
It's crazy. All right. Bill Murray is dating, how do you say her name?
Kelis.
I don't know why I have so much trouble with that. I want to call her Kellis every time. And there's not even two L's in her name. Bill Murray is dating Kelis. And if you don't know that name, I bet you know her song.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
So I guess Bill's liking the milkshake. He's 72. She's 43. They've been getting close for a while after first meeting in the U.S. The two have since been spotted together in the U.K.
I love this. This was so unexpected when I saw this.
I know.
Like, wow.
I was
good
like,
for you,
good
Bill.
For them. You go. Have yourself a great weekend, Bill and Kelis. I'm Dallas, and that's The Dish.
And I'm Sam Hunt. You got to be called a fire right now so you can win tickets to my show. 404-741-1015. Good luck from New Country 101.5. And then, show wants to know.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah.
Ready for my question.
I got to come up with a question. This is where we get knowledge that Google can't answer because you live these experiences. Next with the Kincaid and Dallas. Hey. That song just tastes like summer, Luke Bryan, but
it
I got a beer in my
does.
Hand.
Does. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go through every country song in the last 20 years and figure out how many of them mention Luke Casey.
Okay.
That's a brand of boot. I swear Luke Casey gets more mentions than any other boot I've ever known.
And I'm going to do the same thing only with Lou Ferrigno. And I'll let you know. We'll have a compared list by the end of the weekend.
Something tells
on
me
Monday
Dallas's
morning.
List will be Dallas's a little bit longer.
I think a little bit longer.
A bit.
We got people to say hi to on New Country 101.5.
We do. It is Ashley's birthday and your cousin Ashley. She said, it's my cousin Ashley's birthday. Can you tell her happy birthday? We work in a daycare and we keep y'all station on all day long.
Aww.
They let the kids listen to us.
Well, that being the case, Aiden, do not put your booger on the wall, honey.
Put that down.
No.
Don't hit.
Quit doing that. Stop.
We don't say that word, even though you heard it on this morning.
Stop eating glue.
Can you imagine, like, you pick up your child from daycare and they're singing something? What are they singing? Oh, it's
diarrhea.
From this show.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Can you imagine you pick your kid up from daycare and they're just saying very random things? Mom?
Have you tried the lasagna? That's my favorite.
Oh, no.
Is it still hot out there?
We're poisoning the minds of America's youth.
Or somebody gets in the car and says, thank you, Kincaid.
Yeah, maybe listen to something else. Hey, it's time for the
Show Wants to Know.
We do this every week going into the weekend. This is just, it's something silly. It's questions that Google, AI, whatever cannot answer. Only you could, sadly, unfortunately, wonderfully, you've lived these things. For instance, as we go into the weekend, I know many of you own boats, and good for you. Lucky. But this is unlucky. Were you ever put in your boat in the water and you did something wrong? Not only did your boat go in the water, but so did your car.
Ooh. Oops.
Ooh, that's definitely happened.
Oh, yeah.
Please. It has. You will get tons of calls on that one.
Please tell me all about that. And first person only, please. It happened to you.
Yes.
Dallas.
All right. So I've seen, I don't know if it's like a sign or what, I'm not sure, but twice this week I've passed different houses that had psychic in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've where you those. Can go in. And I was, matter of fact, yesterday I was headed over to the concert and I passed one. I was like, wow, that's a nice house. They got a big psychic sign out. I want to know if anybody's just ever stopped. Like a walk-in. You know, you're going to Great Clips to get a haircut, and you just walk in and say, hey, can I get a haircut? And you just go, hey, can I get my cards read?
And do they know you were coming?
Yeah, did they know? I mean, I've done it before, but I always had an appointment.
Right, you right. Called ahead.
Yeah, yeah, I always had an appointment. So is that something you can do? Can you walk in? I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it depends on the psychic.
If
you can walk in and get a tattoo, surely you can walk in and get your palm
read. Get your cards read. What if she's fixing dinner?
I was going to say, it's her house.
It's her house, yes.
Not like a business. Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll get an answer for that, but I was just very
Maybe
curious.
Maybe they lock the door when they're cooking. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, surely nobody's walking right in. They don't knock.
I think you got to knock at the psychic's
house. At someone's house.
Yeah.
If they're in a shopping center plaza.
Yeah, that's one thing, but it's their house, but they have that huge sign. I mean, this was a nice sign.
Yeah.
Like brick columns.
I know what you're talking about. I can just see a couple
Not
in my
now.
Brain.
Now I'm eating.
Come back later.
Well, anyways, so that's what I want to know today. Amanda, what do you want to know?
You guys know that, I think it's gone now, but you know the fence in Paris where people put the locks on it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. The bridge. Yeah. And so you put the padlock on it with your lover and you throw the key over into the water and it's supposed to be because you're going to be with each other forever.
Right. Exactly. Locked up the love.
I want to know if anybody has ever done that in Paris or anywhere else.
There's a bridge like that in Rome.
See,
Georgia.
Anywhere else. It could be the Paris one or it could be anywhere else. Are you still with that person? Or did you throw that key over the edge and now you're broken up?
Oops.
Wow. Did you jump back in the water and get the key and unlock it?
Yeah. Get that key back.
You went scuba diving.
I'd use a hacksaw.
Yeah. Garrett?
So this is a random question, but I saw a TikTok the other day about what to do if you fall through the ice on like a frozen lake.
Oh.
So I want to hear from someone who was walking across a frozen lake. You fell through the ice and then for a few short moments, you got trapped under the ice.
Gosh.
Oh, Garrett.
One of my, worst
gosh.
Fears of all time.
Oh.
What did you do?
Oh,
how terrifying was that?
That makes me have, like, just
anxiety.
Yeah.
Right?
The thinking about being under the ice and looking up, that was in a James Bond movie one time. I was oh, my gosh, that would send me into orbit.
Thinking of the Harry Potter scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you want them to call off their underwater?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Are you currently underwater?
Dude, that's really good.
Oh, thank you.
Can you do a whole break like that?
If you want. I don't think it would sound very good.
You know what? Reason enough to listen to the Midday Show
Heck
right here.
Yeah.
404-741-1015. Thanks to Precision Heating and Air. Show wants to know if you can answer any of these questions. We can't wait to hear from you. Amanda.
I just got a message from my brother-in-law, and he said, Beckham just asked me if he can put his boogers on the wall, so thanks, Kincaid.
Oh, no!
Thank you, Kincaid.
You're very welcome.
Beckham?
Hold on. Beckham? Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Beckham, it's Kincaid. Put them on the car windows.
Beckham, this is your Aunt Dallas, and that is a no. No. No.
Beckham, wherever you want, bud.
Stop it, Kincaid.
But only on the weekends. God.
Beckham, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I think this is a decision you need to make for yourself.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Find your
What's
own
your brother-in-law's
path.
Name?
Patrick.
Patrick, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Patrick.
So sorry.
Good Lord. Line one. You actually did one of those locks for love. Good morning. Lake Mead is your name.
No, Lake Mead.
Lake Mead. That's drying up.
I know. Sorry about that. Lakely. Good morning.
I did. Good morning. Yes, I did. I go to school at Columbia College in South Carolina, and there's actually a bridge there that you can do it, and it is completely filled. It is so cool, and I did it on my 1-year anniversary, and we are still together.
Oh,
love that.
Love that.
That's awesome.
How long have you guys been together now?
Only 2 years. So
but still.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope that you guys stay together forever.
You're locked up in love.
Thank you.
Lakely, if you went back there, would you be able to find that lock?
I hope so. I took a lot of pictures so I would remember.
That's cool.
Yeah, cool.
It's like burying treasure. That's so cool. Great job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Somebody in real life who did that.
We got a message also for Amanda. Kaylin in Taylorsville went to the bridge in Rome.
Oh, the one that Garrett said, yeah.
Put their lock on it 4 years ago. They're now engaged, planning a wedding.
Oh, yay!
Well, if you do ever break up, bolt cutters.
Well, all right, Garrett.
Thank you, Kinko.
I didn't say it. I'm the booger guy. Don't save that.
No, definitely save that. Morning.
Becca Maskin.
Nina, good morning. Nina, you had your car go down the boat ramp along with the boat?
Well, actually, it's someone else's car got stuck. It was a truck that got stuck in the beach. They were trying to, they had backed their boat out into the water, and then the tide came up. And the
guy said, Oh, no.
The guy flagged us down as we were going, we would head back from the beach. And he wanted us to pull his truck out, but it was so submerged. We tried, and the old, here's your sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's your sign, dummy.
He kept telling us to back up, and I'm like, no, here's your sign. We're not doing this.
No.
That happened at a fraternity retreat I was on. One of my brothers got his Jeep stuck in the mud by the lake, and they're like, all right, well, let's get another Jeep and pull it out, and then that Jeep got stuck, so I think we were three Jeeps deep at one point.
Oh, my Lord. That sounds like a country song.
Three Jeeps deep.
Three Jeeps deep in the sand. I want to love my man.
Nina's like, yeah, it sounds great.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning for Show Wants to Know. Have a great weekend, okay? Drive safe.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. I know. She's distracted.
Amanda, they have a bridge in Helen, Georgia. Those locks.
Yeah, I know that they're basically all over the place. Yeah. It's just the one's the most famous one, I think.
Give us a couple minutes. I saw this story this morning, and I'm amazed. I had no idea this ended up being such a contact sport. The highest concussion risk in college sports. Guess the sport. What do you think it's going? I say that. What do you think it is? Rugby. Rugby. You think, okay.
Yeah.
Rugby.
Yeah.
You think football?
I'm going to say soccer.
Soccer.
Competitive Amanda, I guess. Cheerleading.
Yeah. You're probably the funny thing.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
you're not kidding.
Right.
Out of all of you, Amanda is the closest. But hold on. That's still not it.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you what this is. You're going to see this differently for the rest of your life. Stay with us. Working Cade, Dallas, producer Amanda and Garrett. Researchers were studying preseason and regular season concussion rates in college sports. They found that women's gymnastics led all others for its concussion rates in preseason. That rate was 50% higher than it is for college football players. In the preseason, roughly 9 gymnasts out of 10,000 athletes experienced a concussion, while about 6 players out of 10,000 athletes experience a concussion during the preseason.
I could take the cheerleading thing that Amanda said more, because they're up high, sometimes they fall, but
balance beams.
I believe it. Yeah.
Just fall. I mean, I guess.
Flips,
imagine if you miss the bars, if you fall off the beam, if you don't land your tumbling pass,
That's awful.
That'll hurt.
You are kidding.
Any one of us ever had a concussion? Like, you knew you had a concussion.
I did, from cheerleading.
That's right.
Yeah.
You've had one, Garrett?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I was like 7 years old. This was on New Year's Eve. And I was playing outside with my brothers. We were having a pine cone war. And my older brother, Matthew, he put me in a wagon and started pulling the wagon away. And I was throwing pine cones out the back at my little brother, Jeremy. And then Matthew lets go of the handle to the wagon. I'm still going down the hill.
Yeah.
And this all happened in slow motion. He goes, Garrett, jump. And I'm like, what? And then the handle to the wagon catches the curb, and it catapults me into the street.
Oh, man.
And I hit my head on the pavement. I went inside.
Oh, your poor mom.
Were you bleeding?
No. But I did go to sleep, which you're not supposed to do. So my mom gets home. She's like, where's Garrett? And Matthew goes, oh, he hit his head and now he's taking a nap. And she's like, what? So she took me to the emergency room, and the doctors asked me, Garrett, what happened? And I said, I fell off the wagon.
Oh, man.
Gosh, Garrett. Yeah, I got to tell you, you boys are lucky to be alive.
You poured Jackie through the ringer.
Y'all did. Y'all were hard on your mother. Lord have mercy.
Man. I feel guilty.
You were living the movie Bring It On.
I was just like gymnastics. I was in the middle of a tumbling pass, and I think I tried to do like a a backflip and landed on my head, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Yeah. I think about that, I think about your neck bending.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, it's very dangerous. Yeah.
It could kill you.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Or like seriously injure you.
For real.
Yeah. Mm.
I think there's like never any question. Anytime something involves, you know, you take a direct hit to your head like that, you got to go get checked out, because the one time you don't know.
Yeah. Well, when you see like action movies, like if you're watching James Bond and he gets like hit in the head and knocked out and then he just wakes up a few hours later, that's not how it works in real life. Yeah. If you get knocked out by getting hit in the head, go to the hospital or you might have permanent brain damage. Yeah.
Well, you could have a brain bleed and you don't even know it's going on.
This is like a recent fear of mine. Ever since Bob Saget died, anytime I hit my head, I'm like, oh God, what if I could die and I don't know it? You know? Like, oh, so scary. Yeah. Something about Bob Saget's death really just triggered something in my brain.
Very, very scary.
See, we entertain you, but we also keep you informed and we worry about you. We do good things sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not all the time. No. Sometimes.
Sparsely?
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Nurse Carol chiming in saying thank you for the PSA about getting checked out.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Nurse Carol, thanks you for that PSA about concussions. Anytime you hit your head, go get checked out because you just don't know. Don't be like Garrett and go to sleep.
Yeah, don't do that.
Worst thing you could possibly do. Don't do that. Second round of, but wait, there's more. If you went and bought some furniture and you got the fancy upgrade, like the LED lighting upgrade, okay, you got to hear what I have to tell you because you might have to go to a website.
LED lighting?
Yeah.
On furniture?
Well, on fire.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Fire?
I'll tell you why this has been causing some issues. Hang on.
These three men should have known better. You can't do this with a giant inflatable duck.
Can you talk about that?
Yep.
Okay.
I can do whatever I want with my inflatable duck.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You stepped on. Hold on, Garrett, say it again.
I'm the duck police.
Oh, you want a clean take of
please.
That? Okay. I can do whatever I want with my giant inflatable duck.
Perfect. Thank you. Say that.
There you go.
Amanda, I'm going to tell you about some aliens.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
Was that for me?
Not bladed for Garrett.
Oh, I was like, that doesn't really make any sense.
A little slow on the draw there.
Garrett?
This guy rigged his house with Indiana Jones style booby traps and seriously injured a federal officer. This is crazy.
I have something I have to read you real quick that I just saw that's really important. I have to read it right now.
What? Please.
Is it a PSA?
Is it a breaking news?
No, it's very nice. It's a compliment. I gave out the text and I got a text. Good morning, all. I just want to say thank you to Garrett.
Me?
He mentioned a few weeks ago how he went to a concert alone because none of his friends wanted to go.
Yeah.
He gave me some confidence to do the same thing, and I decided to give myself an early birthday present and go to Brooks and Dunn last night. Alone, I have no regrets, and I might have to start doing this more.
Wait, is this the girl that we talked to?
Justine! Her name was Justine.
I don't think it was Justine.
Is this an older man? Because I saw an older man going in by himself, and he looked really happy, but it also made me really sad because I was upset that he was by himself. And I love
to go to concerts by myself.
Me too.
I would have come up and talked to y'all last night, but I was too shy. Thanks for being an awesome morning show, and have a great weekend.
Wow. Well,
that's so sweet. I hope you had an awesome time last night.
I know.
Thank you very much for the text. And you can. We're the most easily approachable people ever. We always love to meet you. You never need to be shy. We're the same people, only in we curse a lot more. That's all.
Yeah,
we try not
that's
to.
The only difference.
Not
that's
unless
difference.
You're a child. I'm not cursing around you.
I just tell you to stick boogers on your car. All right, but wait, there's more next. Thank you for that text. I'm glad you went and had fun.
But wait, there's more.
New Country 101.5.
Got a recall for you. Ashley Furniture recalling 253,000 Party Time Power Love Seats, sofas, and recliners due to a fire hazard. The LED lighting and the furniture's cup holder. Oh, that sounds fancy. Sadly, it looks like it might overheat, causing smoke and fire damage. Thankfully, there have been no reported injuries. If you're wondering about your furniture, well, it sounds like mine. You can look for a barcode on the bottom of each piece of furniture or go to the website partytimereclinerrecall.expertinquiry.com or just Google it to see if your barcode matches the barcode on the recalled furniture. That sounds really fancy. I would have probably opted for that upgrade if I was buying a new couch. LED cup holder? That sounds really like a lot of fun.
I don't need a light in my cup holder.
Yeah, why would I need that for?
How are you going to find where your cup goes in the dark? Don't say that.
My miner's helmet that I'm always wearing.
Yeah. How about that flashlight that you've got on your phone that you have in your hand at all times?
Not as much fun. Dallas.
Rescuers in England said a paddleboarder came across three men. I know this is so crazy. I know there's a nursery rhyme in there, but these three men drifted out to sea on an inflatable duck.
Oh, that's scary for them.
Exactly. The Royal National Lifeboat Institution's Appledore Station said volunteers were conducting training exercises Tuesday when they received word that three men who had floated away from the beach on a giant inflatable duck. A friend in a kayak attempted to push the duck back to shore, but the unusual flotation device was soon more than 650 feet from land.
Ooh,
you're on a rubber duck out in the middle of the ocean.
That's pretty far out.
I am not liking this at all. The rescuers were on their way to the scene when a man on a paddleboard ventured out and was able to bring the duck close to the shore for the three men to jump out and return to the beach.
Just so happens.
What?
The duck is here this morning.
Quack.
Well, the duck was actually blown back out to sea.
Oh, no.
Volunteers had to go back out there, and they got it again. The volunteers are now calling their little group the Quackers. It's their new apprentice crew member. That's what they're calling the big duck. Strong tides and offshore breezes of the Bristol Channel, Appledore, urges people never to take an inflatable toy into the sea.
Thank you, Dumbledore.
I'm looking at a picture of this inflatable duck, and I'm shocked that three grown men were able to fit on this thing.
Yeah, they had to be drunk. There is no doubt.
Yeah, totally.
There is no doubt that three men that would get on that,
well,
knowing that
duck.
A shark's tooth could pierce right through that rubber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting out in the sea on anything made of rubber.
Were they drunk?
Quack, 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 quack.
You just sound like the penguin from Batman.
Quack, quack, quack. Well, it's so funny you say that because he rides around on a giant inflatable duck.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Remember
that's
in Batman Returns?
I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy. All right, Amanda.
All right, I'm going to talk to you about some aliens. Who in the room believes in aliens?
I do.
Everyone?
All of us?
Yes.
All right, great. I'm going to give you some more.
I've been married to two.
So this actually happened towards the end of April, April 30th, almost midnight in Vegas. And a family claimed that something crashed into their backyard. They called 911 because there were, quote, non-human beings standing next to this thing that crashed in their backyard. They called 911. The 911 operator's like, what is going on? And they're like, this is not a joke. We're actually terrified. Something crashed into our backyard. And now there's like 8 to 10 foot tall people, but they're not people. They have really big eyes. They have big mouths. They're shiny, and they are, quote, 100% not human. So the dispatcher was like, all right, I'm going to send some cops out. So the officers are on their way. You can hear in his body cam footage that one of the officers is really nervous. He says, quote, I have butterflies, bro. I saw a shooting star, and now these people say there's aliens in their backyard. So they show up. They do not find the aliens, but they do find whatever crashed into these people's backyard. I guess they reached out to the Air Force bases that are nearby, and they were like, yeah, we're not involved in this, but you might want to call like the Metro Police. And a spokesperson for the Pentagon did not immediately respond to questions regarding the event.
Wow.
Very interesting.
I believe them. I believe the family when they say they saw big, tall, scary aliens.
Yeah, me too.
And that's that. The aliens exist, and they just crash landed in Vegas last month.
Wow.
But wait, there's more.
That is really crazy. Okay, this guy, Gregory Lee Rodvelt, he's 71 years old. He's from Oregon, and back in 2018, I'm bringing this story up because he was just sentenced, but back in 2018, he got in trouble with the FBI. They showed up at his house because the year prior he had been arrested and charged with unlawful possession of explosives. Because of that lawsuit, he was losing his house. Gregory found out that agents were going to be coming to his house to, you know, take control of his property and eventually sell it. So he booby trapped his property. The FBI shows up and they find a van parked in front of this guy's driveway. And upon closer investigation, they find that there were two booby traps rigged to the van. One of which was a tripwire that was rigged so if you hit the tripwire, it would release a hot tub, like a round hot tub that had been tilted up on its side. And then when you hit the tripwire, it would come rolling down the driveway at you.
That's
like,
insane.
Like the boulder from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
A hot tub.
It's a hot tub. Okay, so luckily they...
Hey, my friends have the inflatable hot tub and they said it's awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've never been in one, but it's supposed to be really cool.
Well, I don't think this one was not inflatable. This one was like fiberglass or something. They avoid this trap. As they're making their way up the driveway, they find another booby trap. It's a homemade spike strip. It's just like a long piece of wood with a bunch of nails through it. Ugh. So if they tried to drive up, you know, it would pop their tires. They bypass that booby trap. They get to the house. They actually use small explosive charges on the door to breach the house. They get inside. And right inside the house, they come upon a wheelchair. And after someone accidentally bumped the wheelchair... It was also booby trapped. It triggered a homemade shotgun device that discharged a shotgun shell that struck one of the FBI bomb technicians below the knee.
I mean, this took a lot of time and planning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kevin McAllister, he's got nothing on this guy.
Nothing.
The agent was rushed to the hospital where he was treated and released. So he's okay. And Gregory is facing up to 20 years behind bars when he's sentenced, prosecutors say.
You know what, though?
This is insane.
Just because all those officers are okay, they're gonna laugh about it and be like, do you remember that time that we went into that man's house and he had all those booby traps
remember
set up
when we got home alone?
Remember that time that Sam got shot in the leg because of that man's booby traps?
Sam shows everyone his scar. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Here. Yeah.
Sure do. Oh, it's insane. But wait, that's all.
Thank you, Garrett. Amanda, you're headed to another wedding this weekend. Well, it's been broken down and the amount has gone up. How much do you think the average wedding costs?
Too much.
That's
way
a good
too
answer.
Much.
That's a better answer.
$75,000.
Garrett, you're incorrect. The actual answer when we get back, but you're not far off. And Amanda, I want you to calculate the worth of everything you see tomorrow, please. The wedding season continues. Congratulations to you. Pre-congratulations for getting married this weekend. How exciting. That's cool. Are you excited?
Thank you.
You are? You are?
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting married this weekend?
No, I have another wedding to go to. Do not get married this weekend.
Okay.
I am busy.
Okay.
Next weekend's fine, though.
Are you getting married this weekend?
No. Kincaid, I'm not going to get married without you.
Well, I could see you coming in on a Monday. How was your weekend?
Not.
Hey, it was good. We adopted three more dogs. I made this awesome vegan tiramisu. Got married at a secret ceremony you weren't invited to.
I'm not going to do that to you.
Well, if you're getting married this weekend, I'd love this too. On the wedding invite, tell us what time the wedding is. Give us a link so we know where to buy the gifts. And please, please, on the wedding invite, tell us how much you spent.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hate being at a wedding and having a guest, Garrett.
What?
Latest data shows the average wedding costs $29,000.
$29,000. I was way over.
Yeah, you were. But you kind of weren't, though, because in some places, they go way past that. For example, they can go past $44,000 in New York City.
Oh.
Out in San Fran, $37,000. Boston, $36,000. It all depends on where you are.
I'll tell you what, it's the venue, too. I mean, we've been checking into different venues. That's what's so expensive. We're thinking about just pitching a tent in the backyard and get married.
Yeah, just do it at my house.
Okay. Like the wedding I'm going to this weekend for my friends Russell and Shelby, it's in Shelby's backyard.
Yeah. Oh,
so
that's cool.
I mean,
we
have a beautiful setting. Y'all might have to smell some horse manure, but...
Well, my wife has to put up with that every day at home. Hey, let's call Shelby and find out how much she paid.
Oh, I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think Shelby wants to disclose
that. I'll tell
you,
when we get married, I'll tell you how much we spend.
Please.
I will.
I hope you will. You got to do that. What is
I will, then I'm going to ask you to Venmo me.
You want to chip in?
Do you get Venmo requests from people like people trying to scam you, asking for money, like they think you're going to click yes?
No.
I've gotten four in the past month of people asking for money.
Maybe because you use Venmo so often.
Yeah, that's me. That's true. Mm-mm. So what is the most expensive thing in the last 3 years that's gone up? 25%.
Flowers.
No.
Oh.
The most expensive thing.
Alcohol.
DJs.
Garrett has it right.
Yeah.
DJs.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, DJs are very, they've gone 25%. Up like 25%. Wow. Is that what you said, 25?
Yep.
Yeah.
And make sure you find a good one. Also, make sure you don't tell them what to play. A good DJ knows what to play. The only song that you need to choose is the only one you want for your dance, your special dance. That's the one that you pick. Let the DJ do what he or she does best and entertain the crowd. When you start picking the music, you're pretty much picking a moment for everyone to leave.
I think if you're going to do anything, have a do not playlist.
Yes.
But also keep in mind, read the room. That do not playlist may contain some bangers that people absolutely love that you
I'm
might hate.
I'm not playing Bruno Mars in my wedding. Yeah. I don't care.
Amanda,
I don't
it's
care
not
if
about
it's your
you.
Favorite
it's
song.
Not, but it's not about you.
Like, we ain't playing Bruno Mars.
How bad do people really want to hear The Wobble? Like... Do they at all?
Garrett, I swear, when you marry Brianna, if he doesn't play Locked Out of Heaven, I'm not staying. Okay, I'm gone. Dallas and I are in the parking lot leaving.
Well, so long.
I don't want to hear that song either.
You know what? Actually, whenever I RSVP'd for Shelby and Russell's wedding for this weekend, on my RSVP it said, what song do you want to hear? We'll put it in our request form.
Party Rock Anthem.
See? I like that.
You could have put whatever song you wanted and it would have been put in the request.
Oh, yeah.
I'd leave. Somebody
have like a disco wedding.
Oh, I'm gone.
I love that.
A themed wedding.
Yeah. A themed wedding.
Can we
disco?
All wear 70s disco?
I'll wear my leisure suit.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm going to wear some go-go boots.
Yeah, I'm going to get married in go-go boots. And a mini dress.
Wait, Dallas.
Like a mini skirt.
You should really do that.
No, you should do that.
Dallas, you need a wedding skating party. Over at Sparkles.
Get married at the roller rink.
Get married at the roller rink. It's cheap, and we can roller skate, and it can be a theme. Oh,
that's
my
so
God.
Cool.
Thank you, Kinko.
You're welcome. Every once in a while, I get a good idea.
I cannot wait to discuss this with Scott Lindy. Oh, my gosh.
This is a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Yeah, that rocks.
All right, and then we'll give away tickets at maybe 9:15. Hey, I'm sorry, there are no tickets to Dallas's wedding. Not yet, but there will be once we plan things. That'd be fun.
We're not selling tickets.
No, we're not going to sell them. We'll give them away.
This is a private event.
No, it's not. How about a New Country 101.5 VIP at your wedding? Come on, let's do it.
No.
Dude, that'd be great.
Oh, my gosh.
I love how you immediately go to the internet and you find sparkly go-go boot roller skates.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I might have to have some of those made. Perfect. Now, I got to tell you, I would open my wedding to the public and sell tickets if people would donate to the Homeless Pets Foundation.
And I know they would, too.
Yeah. Like
your ticket admission goes to Pet Rescue. Pets.
This could be a whole thing.
Yeah.
We could get artists. We could get a main stage. We could get a side stage.
We could just pass around like the offering plate during the ceremony. And all of it goes to the Homeless Pets.
Good idea, pass around my boot.
Yeah.
Wait, pass around what?
My boot. Oh. Not my boots.
I'm going to say, you'll get a lot of money.
No, they're not detachable.
You can't pass
them around.
Pass them around. Thank you for listening.
Oh.
My little secret this morning. Anytime you got a secret, you can just text us what the secret is at 404-741-1015, and then we'll call you back and we'll make an
arrangement. Actually, don't text us the secret. Like, give us a few keywords.
Got it.
That makes us go, oh my gosh, I got to call them now.
Good point. Don't spoil it.
Exactly. That's a better way to do it. Sorry, I was distracted by what you were passing around at the wedding. And we'll get your My Little Secret on this morning's. This landlord really angered this guy by trying to raise his rent a whole lot of money, like about what a third of what the rent normally is, like hundreds of dollars.
Jeez.
So when there was a repair that needed to be made, he ignored it, costing his landlord so much more money, all out of spite. If you hate your landlord, you'll love My Little Secret next.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.